With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Most people don't describe crawling into mountain lion dens in the middle of winter or exploring abandoned buildings littered with animal corpses by moonlight as a dream come true. But for one Montana filmmaker, those hair-raising moments were the opportunity of a lifetime.
I've gone years and traveled thousands of miles looking for mountain lions, and I've barely ever seen one. Finding that cave was huge. I mean, it gave me such an incredible opportunity to set up cameras and film them up close without being intrusive.
That's a clip from Paradise Valley filmmaker Casey Anderson's newest film, The Mountain Lion and Me, that's debuting on the Smithsonian Channel Wednesday night. In it, Anderson gives viewers a rare look into the daily life and habits of one of America's largest and least documented predators. And it was all shot from Anderson's backyard, just north of Yellowstone Park. Casey Anderson is best known as a host and explorer on Nat Geo Wild. He joins us now to tell us about making his film. Hi, Casey.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
So I watched the movie, The Mountain Lion and Me, this weekend, and I couldn't believe some of that footage you got. We get to take a look at everything that these cats are doing. Can you tell us all a little bit about how the film came together?
It's kind of the holy grail to be able to film something as elusive as a mountain lion. If you just get a glimpse, you know, a few seconds of footage, you know, you're really kind of hitting a home run. But to follow a family, that's, you know, it's a dream come true. And that dream started when I was a little kid, you know, growing up in Montana and always being real passionate about wildlife. And, you know, when this cat showed up in my backyard and I started to get to know it, I knew that not only did I have, you know, a dream coming true, I really had a responsibility to make sure that I could tell the story, and I went full bore.
There's the main mountain lion, Mama Mo, so you got to know her and her kittens, and you named all of them based on their personalities, so it seems like you got to know them pretty well. What was it like to just get that close to these animals that are usually so elusive?
It felt like you were being told or shown a secret that you're not supposed to know. And as you are kind of the fly on the wall, you start to see these individual personalities, these little characters kind of coming to life. And for me as a filmmaker, that is really important because we all think of mountain lions, kind of a broad stroke of a brush, this big feline predator that runs around our backyards in North America. But really, when you dig in and you get to watch and see, as you will in the film, they're just individuals, and they're all very different, and they all have their own personalities, just like our dog at home. They're not just animals. They're not just predators. I think it really starts to make people think a little bit deeper about the wild world. Instead of there's just mountain lions out there, there's individuals out there. And I think when you look at the wild world that way, you care about it more.
Initially, you saw tracks, and then you followed them, and you had cameras with you this whole time. You know, you found a kill site initially and you set up cameras there. There's an abandoned ranch that where she was hiding a bunch of her kills. What was it like shooting those scenes and just being in her space like that?
Every time you're in a situation like that where you go kind of into their lair, you're a little nervous because it is a large predator that you're following around and often at night. But I think at some level the obsession kind of trumped that. And I wouldn't say it in an irresponsible way. It was just, again, it was this obligation to make sure that I was capturing these moments. So when you get in those situations, that first instinctual, this is a little scary feeling, quickly goes away, and it's like, okay, I make sure I hit record, make sure there's batteries, make sure there's, you know, something, record the cards are recording too, and you kind of forget where you are.
Has making this movie, you know, you talk about her adapting and she's sort of just living right around where you are, you know, her footsteps are right up to your front door. Did that change how you felt about stepping out of your door?
Yeah, it definitely changes the way I looked at everything. You know, every day I wake up, I wonder about my neighbor. What is Mama Mo doing? What are the kittens doing now? Every time I drive by that mountain, I look up there and I know that she's out there somewhere. But even more than that, it's every mountain I drive by, I realize that there's another Mama Mo. There's another personality or a character there too. And instead of just driving by the mountain and wondering, I wonder if there's mountain lions up there, I wonder if there's grizzly bears up there, you start to wonder who lives there? Whose home is that?
Thank you for taking the time to talk with us today, Casey.
Oh, thank you.
Casey Anderson's new movie, The Mountain Lion and Me, airs Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Mountain Time on the Smithsonian Channel. For more details on that, visit our website at mtpr.org. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.